friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Amy. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast. Really happy to have you here today. I'm sitting in my apartment on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is kind of a fun change of energy for me. I usually record at night on weekdays. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Usually what'll happen is I'll be headed home from work and I'll think, oh, I'm in the mood to record a podcast, and I'll do it. And I don't know, there's just something. Today I got up early, as I always do. I'm such an early bird. I've actually had a few people ask me, they're like, can you do a podcast on how to wake up so early? Because you're up so early. So I'm going to do that sometime. It wasn't always this way for sure. But got up early and I'm writing a novel right now, which is so fun. And so I wrote for a couple of hours at my favorite coffee shop in the West Village called Toby's Estate. I switch up locations for writing mostly because I don't want to get into a place where I only feel like writing in a certain environment, because then that limits my writing time. And my biggest challenge with getting this novel written is the amount of time I'm putting into it. So I switch it up. So sometimes I write at the coffee shop that actually inspired my novel, which is called The Elk on Charles here in New York. And then sometimes I write at Toby's Estate. They both have great coffee, but they also both have really good food, which is key for me because I feel like all I do is eat. And then I went to the gym and I had a great workout. I've been doing so much strength training lately to build up my muscle that I've like kind of forgotten about mixing in enough cardio. So I had a really good run and then did some other stuff. And then I came home and made food. So it's just been a good day. And I'm going to go see a good friend for a tea date later and then have dinner with another friend. So things are great. If you listen to, I think my last podcast, I've had a lot of people ask me, they're like, what happened with your ex? Because I spent a weekend away with an ex of mine. We are really good friends. And I think that is where that's going to stay. And I'm really happy about that. So I think we're good there. So anyway, that's just like a little life update for you. And the topic of today's episode is fear. I kind of stole the kind of the catchy headline. The headline is "Fear is a feature, not a flaw." And I stole this headline from my friend Vince, who I love so much. He's one of my best friends here in the city. We met quite a while ago now. Anyway, 3 years ago. And he's just the best. But Vince, when we talk about like dating and people, he'll often say that. He'll be, you know, fill in the blank. So maybe someone is maybe a little dramatic. I don't know. I'm making this up. But like maybe someone's dramatic. Vince will be the first one to say, being dramatic is a feature, not a flaw. You know, not everything is a flaw just because you notice it or you don't totally love it. Maybe it's just a feature. And I love that. It kind of takes the negativity and the sort of, you know, casting someone off because of something, right? So thank you, Vince, for the inspiration for this title. But Fear is a Feature, Not a Flaw is this blog post I recently wrote, and I've just gotten really phenomenal feedback on it. And so I want to share this with you guys as my listeners and hopefully kind of, I don't know, take a little bit of the energy and power away from fear in your life. Fear is so real. And, you know, if I had a little clicker and could click every time during the day that I feel fearful, I don't even want to know what that number would be at the end of the day. Just a few of my fears. I'm afraid that I put so much love and really good advice into Sips of Sunshine and not many people read it or hear it. I'm afraid that I'm going to spend 2 years writing a novel and that no one's going to buy it or like it. I'm afraid that when I post a photo on Instagram of myself in workout clothes, that people think I'm desperate for attention. I'm afraid that people will book me for speaking engagements and then I won't impress them and impact the audience. Like, those are just a few. I mean, the list is like unbelievably endless, the number of fears I have. Everything from, you know, success to ego to impact. And every day I feel like I just have this like undercurrent of fear running through the threads of me. And what's so crazy is a lot of my fear has to do with kind of what I do on the weekends, right? The speaking and the writing and the podcasting and stuff. And yet I can't wait for the weekends. I mean, this is going to sound super cheesy, so whatever. But like, true story, when I'm going to bed at night, I'm literally thinking, I just wish I could push a button and it could be morning. I just want it to be tomorrow. I love, like, I just love waking up and embracing the day. I don't, sleep is sort of to me almost just like a necessary to get to the next day. So I can't wait for the weekends. And not because I don't love my Monday through Friday, I really do, but because that's when I blog and I write my novel and I record my podcast. And it's truly the weekends when I'm doing these things are when I feel so authentically like myself and driven towards my ultimate purpose, which is to shine a light on the beauty and the power and the potential of others. My purpose is to show you how amazing you are and give you the confidence to live any life you choose. I feel the fear, but I do it anyways because the purpose and the potential of the life I'm meant to live is just bigger than the fear. So, you know, what I want to ask you today is like, what are you afraid of? Because I'm no different than you. I don't have some fear-crushing capability that you don't. I just feel the fear and I do it anyways. I write and I blog and I speak with fear mixed into the passion. And I've really learned over time to see fear as a feature and not a flaw. I see it as almost like part of the mix of the motivation and the momentum and the energy and the excitement of doing things that fuel my soul. It's an ingredient in the recipe, but it's not the main dish. And so I want to ask you today, as you're listening to this, to just like take a deep breath. I'm going to give you a second to do that. I'll do it again with you. Is there something you want to do, but you're letting fear stop you? Maybe you're afraid of other people's opinions. I can tell you from my experience that if other people have had any negative opinions about my blog, my podcast, my book, my TEDx talk, my photos in a sports bra and workout pants, they've kept them to themselves. So let that fear go. And seriously, you guys, the older I get, just the less I care about other people's opinions anyway. They really, truly are such small characters in the book of your life. Maybe you're afraid that whatever this thing is that you want to do won't be a success. And if I get anything, you guys, I get that. I'm afraid my book will bomb. I'm afraid no one really cares about Sips of Sunshine. I'm afraid my podcast will get lost in a sea of more popular podcasts. And in that case, when I have those moments of fear, I redefine success. So for instance, when I think about my book, success is not selling copies. Success is in the writing. If all I do is write a book and 5 people buy it, for the rest of my life, I can be so proud that I wrote a book. It's been a long time now, but about 10 years ago, I ran a marathon. And when people ask me what my time is, I get really embarrassed because my time was really bad. But I ran a marathon and my time has never dictated my pride in doing the thing that was really hard and took months of dedication. So, you know, that's redefining success. For me, you know, ultimate success isn't in the number of people who sign up for Sips of Sunshine's blog and newsletter or who even download the podcast. That's great because I want to have impact. it's not a vanity metric. I just want to know that I'm heard and that what I'm saying is being told to the people who need to hear it. But the ultimate success for me is in the act of doing something that feels so exciting and authentic to my spirit. And if one person listens and one person takes action or feels more confident or is more authentic in who they are, then that's success, right? Success is following the voice in my soul that says, you have something to say. You should say it. And it's crazy. So many people tell me that they're impressed that I do all these things, you know. My friends will say all the time, like, I don't know how you do it. Like, blog and a podcast and talking and the novel and, you know. And they'll say, like, I wish I had these other things to do too besides just, like, basically go to work and go home. And they'll say they wish they had a passion project to dive into, or they wish they had like a thing, you know? And when I ask them why they don't, which is what I always, my first question, and I'm not challenging them. I'm just curious. Why not? Is it time? Is it money? Is it resource? Is it access? Is it identifying what that thing is, you know? So I'll say, well, then why don't you? And the main thing I hear over and over is, I wouldn't even know what to do or where to start. And then the other one, which is, I'm afraid it won't be any good. I'm afraid I won't be good at it. 2 years ago when I started Sips of Sunshine, I didn't know how to blog. I could basically like surf the web and check email. I was not like, you know, super forward when it came to technology. But I did some Googling and I figured it out. I remember I sat in a Starbucks right near my house for pretty much an entire weekend, like full days, Saturday and Sunday, on Squarespace, building out the website and Googling and using customer support and reading how-tos. And by the end of the weekend, I had a blog. And then when I wanted to start the podcast, oh man, you guys, I don't know. Like, if I didn't know anything about computers, I knew even less about like audio. And so I Googled. And I figured it out, and I spent hours watching YouTube tutorials on how to download and record and edit in GarageBand, which is my audio app. And I just spent hours learning and trying and messing up and figuring it out. I didn't know how to write a novel about a year ago when I had the idea, and I still don't. One of my favorite questions that people ask me is they go, how do you write a novel? I'm like, fuck if I know. I don't know. I just write words on a Word doc. I don't know. But I feel like, I don't know. That's how I write a book. You guys, like, don't worry so much about not knowing how to do something that you don't do anything. We live in a world with every possible free resource to figure out how to do anything at all. And I'm going to say this, and I mean this with so much love, but like, I think oftentimes fear is just a cover for laziness. A lot of people will say, oh, I want to do that thing, but I'm scared it won't turn out well. And it's like, are you really scared it won't turn out well? Or do you not want to spend the hours of researching and learning a new thing and trying and failing and getting uncomfortable and trying something you've never done? Because maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like a lot of people actually just don't want to go through the work of doing the thing. They want the outcome. They just don't want to spend an afternoon on Google and YouTube. And I get it. I cried tears learning how to launch my blog and podcast because I spent hours setting something up, but then it wasn't like doing the thing I thought it was going to do. And then I spent hours on customer support and I couldn't get my answer. And I, you know, and I was just like, it's broken. It's all just broken. Like, I get it. I get it. Some of my most frustrated moments have been in the learning and the trying and the failing and the creating. So I really do get it. But I want you to be really real with yourself right now. Are you scared or are you just lazy? And I mean that with so much love. I'm lazy too, you guys. It's so cool. So start by giving yourself some time to think about the things that excite you. That's the other thing I hear a lot is like, well, I just wouldn't even know where to start. And that's okay. We'll figure this out together. So I want you to start by just thinking about the things that interest you and excite you if you don't already know exactly what you want that passion project to be. I was talking to my best friend this morning. She lives down in the Miami area and she's an amazing cook. And she's started a new job and she's just really focused right now on her wellness and her job. But she said, I can't wait until I get through the push of, you know, my new job and the wellness and everything, because I really want to do like a cookbook or a cooking blog. And I was like, yes, like she knows what her thing is. Now it's a matter of finding the headspace and the energy to put towards it. But that's so cool, right? Like she knows what it is. And so the first step is to decide, what is that thing? And you could just start a list in your phone. And anytime something just grabs your attention, just write it down. And it could be anything. It could be home decorating. It could be coding. It could be baking. It could be dogs. It could be Smurfs. I don't care. Just like whatever that thing is that really lights you up, just write it down. And then once you decide the thing that you really want to pour yourself into, decide the medium. The medium could be actually creating it. Maybe you're passionate about furniture and you want to build furniture. Maybe you're passionate about cooking and you want to start a cooking blog or a cookbook or teach cooking classes or be a personal chef. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't about blogs and podcasts and novels. This is about finding something you're really excited about and finding a way to do that in your life. Maybe for fame and maybe for money, but first, just because it's so fun and you love it. If I was writing my blog for readers, I wouldn't write it because I have readers. I actually have quite a lot of readers, and that's just amazing and like still kind of like makes me giggle. But I write it because I love it. I write it because when I'm writing in my coffee shop on a Sunday morning, I have tears in my eyes because of the passion behind the words. Because I can see someone reading it in my head. Like in my head, I see someone sitting at a phone reading a blog post and like getting it and going, oh my God, okay, yeah, I get it. So do it for the passion and maybe then the payoff, if there's a payoff. But the payoff can be the fulfillment of your soul, right? And your mission and part of why you're here. And then ask yourself what you're afraid of. If fear pops up, which I'll be blown away if it doesn't pop up, it pops up for me even still, then redefine the fear. It's a feature. It's not a flaw. Fear is part of doing anything new. And in fact, if you're not afraid, God, you guys, I sound like a Pinterest quote right now. Jesus Christ. But like, if you're not, I love quotes, but I hate when I sound like a quote. Remember there was this quote a few years ago that was like, if it doesn't scare you, it's not like, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. I think that was like some girl probably has it tattooed on, you know, her shoulder or something. Like, and no hate, by the way, if you have it tattooed on your shoulder, like Godspeed. But truly, if there's not any fear in it, I'm going to go ahead and say like maybe kick it up a notch. But please, please, you guys, promise me this as we wrap this up. Don't not do something you're passionate about because of fear. Because as your friend, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a really cheap reason to avoid something. You're better than the fear, and you're smarter, and you're craftier, and you're more creative than the fear. So whatever that thing is, I am inviting you and giving you permission right now to do it. And I love you, and I love you for listening. And I hope that wherever you are right now and whatever you're doing, if you're walking your dog or if you're at the gym or if you're driving to work or if you just have this on while you're like, I don't know, doing dishes. I just hope you know that like you're doing really cool things in your life and your life is really meaningful and you mean the world to me for being a part of this. So until next time, my amazing listeners, I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.